Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's Not Your Head Wednesday. You checking for hip hop or checking for R&B? Not Your Head Wednesday got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Art swinging and but always keep the fellas tone. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people, intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, but what's current in the news? Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. Six, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up for Z1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loot, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Battling all day, though the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves on lock. We lead the competition, sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Yo, here we are. It's your man L1 in the joint. Man, look like we having a little technical difficulties going on. We gonna fly right through it though. We'll see what it is. But other than that, man, yo, your boy is here this week. Man, we supposed to have Cinderella on the show today. We gonna see if that's gonna fall through. But if not, I got couple of joints on here, man. I got some new stuff by Big Shug. If you guys don't know who Big Shug is, brother was part of Gangstar's crew, and I got some joints on here. I got my man Apathy on here. I got my man Slane, Static Selector, man. So we got a show coming for you, man. It's just meat and potatoes today, man. Like I say, the show is kind of glitchy, so we're going to see what's going to happen. And like I say, I'm going to wing it, man. I'm waiting on my co-host, and like I say, your boy is here, man. Last week, I kind of got on my political soapbox and just trying to fill you cats in, man. Like, man, please, man, make that effort to vote this year, man, because the competition to the current president, man, leaves a lot to be desired. And I'm just going to leave it at that, man. Like I say, if you cats feel that Barack ain't doing what he need to do, I'm just leave it like that, man, you know, because the cat that's trying to get in, It's gonna be worse than Bush. I'm gonna tell you like that, because dude seems to me like he doesn't have any type of intelligence whatsoever. You know, I mean, he probably business savvy, but for running the country, I don't know. And my co-host has checked in. What's up, baby girl? You in this piece? Yo, hello. I don't know. Something don't seem right. Like Keith Sweat, man. Something just ain't right. Come on, say something, baby girl. You there? Okay, try again. Tries again. Yeah, but anyway, like I was saying, stuff is going to get real, man, these next couple of months, man, when the elections hit here. So please get y'all black asses out there and register and, you know, get your vote on, because it's to your best interest to do so, not just for me, but for all people, black and white, man. Get yourselves out there registered, man, and vote, man. Do what it do, you know, and get your mind right, man, you know. Get your mind right. Anyway, in hip-hop news, I'm going to throw one out there. I got some new stuff 50 Cent coming out, but it seems like there is beef going on with 50 and Tony Yayo and Lloyd Banks. Now, there's alleged beef, but, well, I won't even say beef, it's probably just a difference of opinion going on, man. But according to Hip Hop DX, I'm my whole co-host back in. Hold on, I'm sorry. Are you there, co-host? Speak up, say something.
Gee, Willikers.
Yeah, something wrong with you. I don't know, man. Something wrong with the studio, man. It, I had to play the intro twice, man, and it was just glitching up. I'm like, dang, what's going on, man? Show ain't acting right.
How you doing?
Yeah, how was your week?
Wednesday.
Yeah, it's hump day. Hump day.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Why, are you humping? Look, you out
no,
there humping?
No, I wish.
Oh, okay.
not that kind of humping. Not moving, but not like that.
Oh, okay. I got you. It be like that sometimes, man, you know. It be like that sometimes. You know, some cats out there humping, some cats out there making knuckle children, you know. It is what it is. It is. Where is Ambad, man? Where my girl at? You there?
She probably had a long week. She just left from the out here.
Oh, she was down your way. Oh, that's right. I did read she was at some a hair show or something like that, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm, that Bronner Brothers. Probably, you know,
okay. Yeah. Well, I said opposing with some dudes and stuff like that. I ain't like that shit. You know, that's my woman.
You better tell him.
I be trying to. She's been on the show. You know, she's been ghost. She's been ghost. You know. But anyway, yeah, I know y'all was like kind of listening to it. If you wouldn't listen, you're gonna hear about it now. But anyway, yeah, 50 Cent. According to HipHopDX.com, you know, that's my go-to for news sources and everything at the moment. But, he's got a little thing going on with his G-Unit crew, man. According to HipHopDX, 50 Cent recently said that Lloyd Banks and Tony Ayo need to get themselves together, stating that he hasn't spoken with his G-Unit crew in months. And during an interview with XXL Magazine, Fit faults himself for closing the lines of communication, but states he did so much for their careers that they lost the will to promo. And he's basically like he hasn't spoken to them much. He's at fault for that, and we think he disabled them. And he also did so much for them that they don't have a continuous work ethic. But see, this is the problem. I understand Cash Man trying to pull your crew up, but if you're going to pull your crew up, man, you know, make sure your crew is worth pulling up. That's how I feel about that. You know what I'm saying? You know, because Cash Man... In the biz, man, you're going to have your friends, you're going to have your Klingons. That's what I call a Klingon, you know. And, you know, you've given them, you know, the open door to do what they need. Now, you got on a couple of tracks, you did what you had to do. If them cats ain't ready to get it right, then that's all you can do, man. You did your part. You know, the same thing, you know, with, what's his name? Not Lloyd. What's the other cat that they just, hit him up, one of 50's old Banks. What them about Banks? Young Buck. There we go. Buck.
Young Buck.
Yeah. Of course, you know, he just had some, you know, drama going on with him. You know, a couple of months ago, they auctioned off a lot of his gear and stuff, man. And, you know, 50 had to cut him off, man, because, you know, he was doing his thing. Oh, we got a caller. Hold on one second. Caller. Najee Head Radio, what's going on? Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Cynthia, and I'm actually just listening.
Mm-hmm.
That's four.
That's it? You just listening? You ain't got nothing to say?
I just came in the middle of your conversation, so I'm not really sure what you're speaking about.
Oh, well, keep listening. We'll hit you up with it, what's going on. But anyway, yeah, we was talking about 50 Cent and how he is having issues with his G-Unit crew, and as he hasn't spoken with them in months. And like I was saying, this is the problem where it's like when you try to bring your friends up into the game, you've already opened the door for them. You've done what you can to get them started. You know, it's up to them to do what they need to do for their career. Now, you know, 50 got up in there. He did what he had to do. He opened the door. Same thing with Young Buck. He opened the door for Young Buck. And, you know, it's up to you how you make or break your career. There's only so much the lead person can do. And that's pretty much what seems to be going on here in this case, you know what I'm saying? He's done all he can, you know, but, I mean, personally, in my opinion, it seems like while he's on the label, you know, the people aren't really checking for him like they used to. Now, I like 50, but I think he has self-destructed. I mean, he's made his money in what he's doing, but I think he did a little bit too much and he burned a lot of bridges along the way, you know. His latest thing now is he's a spokesperson for a boxing figure, Floyd Mayweather, and that's the latest thing. And I can't knock his hustle on that. He's still trying to stay relevant in some way. But at the same time, you know, the music biz is what it is. You know, it's a hard lady to charm. And in order to stay relevant in this game and compete with these youngsters and everything that they got out here, you know, you got to reinvent yourself, man. And that seems to be the problem with Lloyd Banks and Tony Ayo, who, which I might add, have dropped new LPs. And, you know, not much promotion was behind it. You know, they out there. But not for most
of them. They don't know
what it is what it is.
Most you don't, guys. Oh.
You got to do what you got to do. Another person that's kind of lost, and he's got a new album coming out, my man Busta. He was recently signed to Google's little label. And he's got a joint coming out called The Year of the Dragon. And basically that's going to be a freebie. No, it's not a freebie, but a freebie. I'm thinking about eBay. But, yeah, he's got a freebie.
Oh.
Yeah, that's probably where it's going to be. You know, eBay or in the collective being. But there's a lot of speculation as to if it's going to appeal to the audience that he's targeting because he's kind of done a 360. Now, Busta's always been like, you know, he's got on commercial hip-hop with a couple of the other cats out here and everything. But, I mean, it's just like, you know, right now he's with Young Money, and he's too old to be messing around with Young Money.
What
I say old, them cats ain't up. To me, Young Money has their own branch. They appeal to a younger crowd. I'm not taking anything away from Busta by putting him in an age bracket, but that group of people, to me, that's my opinion, I'm entitled to it, to me, my man does not fit in that bracket. I mean, he carried his weight for a couple of years, but to me, that seems like a desperation move. You know, I'm going to jump to Young Money because that's what's hot. And I see a lot of these artists doing that. You know, I'm going to go get, you know, Rick Ross, Nicki Minaj, Drake. I'm going to talk about him in a minute, too. You know, get all these cats on it, these younger cats, Chris Brown. Now, that Chris Brown joint he did was dope, you know. I'm getting paid for that joint. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, you know, you need to stay in your own lane, dude. I mean, I understand he ball, but you look like you're pandering for that younger crowd. And I understand you're trying to be relevant, but that ain't you.
True to yourself.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's obvious. You know, a lot of people on the forums and in the net, it's obvious. You know, that's what he's doing. You know, Charles Hamilton is coming back out. Everybody remember Charles Hamilton? That was a young cat. He kind of self-destructed and made a name for himself on YouTube. Up and coming young artist, man. He's a good lyricist. Nice cat, man. But he kind of self-destructed himself too, man. And did a lot of YouTube videos. Brother was lost, but now he's found. He's coming back out, and he's got the Charles Hamilton Experience live at SOBs coming up into a town near you. Swizz Beatz got more drama coming to him. He got beef with Bangladesh. Swizz Beatz. He got drama with him. You know, he was part of the internet downloading site. Which, you know, I can't remember the name. Rapid Share. I think it was Rapid Share. A lot of you who know about Rapid Share know what I'm talking about. If you get your music from there, you know what I'm talking about. And you know what happened with that because Rapid Share is bye-bye. But yeah, Swizz Beatz got drama with that. He's got drama with Bangladesh. You know, producers hating on each other as usual. Can't neither of them really bust a beat at all. But, you know, Swizz Beatz kind of faded in Bangladesh. His best claim to fame now is that he with Alicia Keys. That's the best thing he did. So, you know. But I got more news. Oh, let me get on Drake, too. A lot of heat on Drake right now, man. He messed it with my girl, Aaliyah. My man put out a new track with him. And Aaliyah, he's got Aaliyah's vocals on it, and he's rhyming on it and everything, and the beat was made by his in-house producer, and it's a lot of heat on him, and the heat is coming from Timbaland, more so Timbaland than Missy, but yeah, Timbaland feels that him, if anybody should put out a new Aaliyah album, it should be him and Missy, and I agree, and possibly R. Kelly, because R. Kelly had, you know, without the other shit that was going on with him and Aaliyah. He has a say-so in that, too. But mostly it should be Timbaland and Missy. But anyway, yo, they got beef with Drake right now because he's released. And it's out there, and it's floating. Look on Google or look on your nearest web page, and, you know, you can see what's going on with that and hear the song. And it's not a bad song. People are shitting on it. It's really not bad. You know, I'm not that much of a Drake fan either. He's kind of emo for me. But, yeah, you know, people are shitting on it, and, you know, it's not that bad. I think he did Aaliyah some justice on that. And, like I said, if you want to hear it, check it out. There's a couple of links here and there. Check out hiphopdx.com. NajaHead.webs.com. Check it out. I got a link to it on there. And give it a listen. It really is not that bad, you know, but people going to be people, and, you know, let the brother make his paper, and hopefully he'll stay out of bars swinging bottles and shit, and, you know, we can go from there, you know. But it is what it is. Anyway, I'm going to jump into one song. I got a new joint by Big Shug. And for people who are familiar with Big Shug, he used to be, like I said, part of Gangsta's crew. And, you know, my man got some new music out there, man. So, you know, I'm going to hit it up in a second. First, I'm going to try to take it with this studio because this studio is giving me the blues. And can you still hear me, Red?
What?
Yep, see? That's the shit I be talking about. That's that shit I don't like. You heard that cat yet?
Oh.
Have you heard that?
What'd you say?
That what's his name, man? Chief Keef. You heard that cat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Young cat out of Chicago, thinking about 16, 17. What you think about that cat, man?
I mean, you know, down here they play that song all the time. I hear that song the same time every morning on my way to work. That to change
something else. They bang it. You talking about the remix version with Kanye and all them on there, or the original? Because they ain't playing the original one. They playing the remix version.
Yeah, with Kanye and Tim Kanye and T.I., I think, on him.
Yeah, like I say, man, he's not the type of dude I would listen to, but I guess, like I said, this type of music is for the kids now, man. But, I mean, I got to give him love, man. My man,
he kind of reminded me of, you know, the bang, 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 you know.
Oh, from old boy off of wrestling. Mankind or Cactus Jack.
No, the dude from with Eddie Murphy, the dad. He's like bang, 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 bang.
Oh, okay, I know you're talking about.
It's something in his ad-libs in that song. I don't know if he's talking about banging or banging, but I just hear he be saying bang, bang, bang. When he be growling,
yeah.
He's like, nothing I don't like. Yeah, they play that song the same time every morning. So it's like I don't know if I really like it or not. They forced it on me.
Hey, that's radio for you, boy. They play the same thing every hour on the
like
hour. Don't hear that on
right.
This show. But see, I'm gonna slide to this Big Shug and Fat Joe. This is underground hip hop, so this is backpack rap. So if that ain't what you like, man, you might wanna, you know, switch to another internet site and check that out. But I'm gonna hit you up with this Big Shug and Fat Joe. And I got a few other joints. I'm going to hit you with two. You know, we going to chill it, and then we going to check and see if Spinderella going to make that call in so we can talk to her, and we going to go from there. And it's going to be what it's going to be. So with that, Big Shug, Fat Joe, here we go.
1-2-1-2. Yeah, just test running, see what's good. Yeah, man, hard body, man. Niggas be thinking, man, that you hard body because you be getting steroids and lifting weights off your chest and such. Hard bodies, emotions, man, where we come from, man. That's how we left it, I was beat at a young age, so every day I walk around in a black rage. Burned in my arm is 3 stripes. I only read rhymes that reflect that street life. The grim reaper, I give and take life. For me to lie in the microphone, it wouldn't be right. I get it popping when the weapons are louder. My hands are permanent smell of smoking gunpowder. From New England, but fuck that clam chowder. You can make it rain, but I'ma make it shower. Serve nothing but fish scale and rock powder. Hard body by the minute, hard body by the hour. Battle rhymes or spoken word, the outcome, nigga, you 2 times heard. belly of the beast, or the placenta. I'm the reason why mad niggas walk around with dentures. Hard body with a blue steel feel. Black cat called Dave, spray copper around the field. Hard body turn you to cold body. Then I go to the bar, sip coke with Ron McCarty. While my niggas in the back, gutting your body. Hard body.
Kelka, Krill's Mania, BXTS. Follow the dawn, Ramada was gone. Hard body, guard body, the real Sepa. This act scream if I bring the terror. Squeeze the method until it's no forever. Used to like the Glocks, but the chrome is better. I'm just an old school cat, whipping old school cat. To the foes, you bet. Them niggas get it poppin', should have told you that. Don't make me push the sign when your vocals dead. Hard body, I mean you fucking with Coca. Arms in the sky when the dawn got the toaster. I blacked out like a G in the poster. Stretch niggas out like ropes or a coaster. Hard body, you ain't even close, homie. Nigga betting millions on the horses and pony. Everybody real with the odds is they phony. About to rape the game like Mike did to Sony. Hard body, yeah. Hard body,
my local Kane's official. Bring that shit. I got a dead on like Yin Yang twin. But today's bottle, pour the liquor from the bottle. It's an everyday thing, here today, go tomorrow. When fame walks in, you feel the presence of a dawn. When I shoot the gift, it's the present from the crown. Yeah, I stress that. The last place you stand is the place you'll be left at. Respect
you
that.
Ways, niggas. Hard to spit an image of a pawn. I'm a knight. Hard body like the niggas in the yard. You like, you niggas ain't about to cause harm to a bent lad type. Rap a nigga with a slapper with a highly respected good nigga in the town. When you cheat up, shut him down. He's up, we don't give a fuck, shut him down. Big Shug with me dance, niggas can't forget me. Hard body.
Yeah, now that's what I call real hip-hop. Are you a lover of hip-hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip-hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is nodyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip-hop, real hip-hop, untainted hip-hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip-hop news, videos, hip-hop music, and see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip-hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip-hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
My man D Slate, aka DJ Guy Smiley, coming through with the commercial for nodyourhead.webs.com. And my brother was not lying. We do bring the best and old school interviews on this joint. We done had Special Ed, we done had Granddaddy IU, Master Ace, and tonight, allegedly, hopefully, we'll have Spinderella, number two DJ of Salt and Pepper. Well, actually, she's number one. Because the first Spinderella, she had to do her own thing, but now we got, you know, the other Spinderella, and she's just as good. And she pretty much hung out with Salt and Pepper for a long time. As a matter of fact, I believe she is on the old school tour with them as well, DJing, if not the original Spinderella. But either or, they are original to me, so we're going to be talking to her tonight, hopefully, allegedly. We don't know. We'll see if she calls in. But other than that, we're back. And I'm running my mouth. Red, what's going on down your way?
It's raining.
We had that already. So you probably get in the aftermath of what we had. It should be down your way. You know? You still there? Speak up. Breathe. Say something. Yeah, we having problems tonight with the show. Either somebody ain't paying their phone bill, or You don't know. Anyway, for all you people that have been out there watching the Olympics, I didn't get a chance to talk on it, but young black lady, young lady, it doesn't matter if she's black or white, but a young lady, Gabby, I can't recall the name at the moment, her last name, but she won gold medal. Controversy. What is wrong with our black people today where they are more focused on this child's hair than her accomplishment? This child has had a lot of hardships in her life. She done went down here and done something that hasn't been done in a while, and she's went down here and done this, and the most people can say about it is she needs to do something about her hair. What is wrong with us as a people? Why is that even relevant? I'm not getting it. I ain't understanding it. But, yes, that's some controversy that kicked off last week, and I didn't get to touch on it. But she does have a sponsor. I see Red is back on. Come on, Red, get with me. Get with me. What's going on? What happened?
I don't know. I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah,
I thought I was talking to myself. The
studio is having real technical difficulties. The calls are dropping. I don't know. I think they did something where they have upgraded it or something like that, because I'm reading something here for the Premium Plus host. That would be us, because we have Premium Plus, because we're just official like that. And I think they did a system upgrade to the studio and to the whole site. And so we are getting the backlash from that. I'm opening up the chat room, so those who wish to be in the chat room, go up in there. May be live, it may be dead. Go in at your own risk. But anyway, I was babbling on about the young lady in the Olympics who won the medals, and these chicken heads, a.k.a. Angry Birds, went in on her about her hair. And, you know, this young lady, she's made a major accomplishment in black history, you know. And they going in on about, I mean, what's up with that? What is wrong with, what does that say about us as a people? As a race.
Didn't she just finish her race when her hair ain't going to be looking like she just came out of shop?
Well, it wasn't so much.
Anyway,
she's a gymnast. Yeah, she's a gymnast, you know, so.
Oh, not Gabby.
I mean.
My Gabby.
Say what now?
Who cares? What does she look like that all the time?
Apparently, not, but it just killed me when I read that, you know, that they was really going in on this kid about her hair. And that just, you know, it's like, man, why are y'all worried about her hair? She's making an accomplishment that some of you women will never be able to do. You know, y'all
ain't got nothing better to do.
Right, y'all still trying to get Raider, you know, hit you with the child support payments or whatever, you know, and y'all worried about this young lady's hair. That's a trip, man. It's a try. I see we dropped another caller. I guess she'll be back. We'll see. But yeah, man, I was reading up on that. And they want to, you know, mess with Serena again. You know, Serena got her little gold medal in the tennis part portion of the Olympics. And, you know, she decided to celebrate. She crip walked. It's a dance. Okay, I get it. It's associated with the Crips. We know who the Crips are, or the Bloods, or whatever. You know, if I got it wrong, no, it's Crip walking. Yeah, it ain't Blood walking, it's Crip walking. Okay. But she was celebrating. You know, she beat this chick. She got a gold medal. And, of course, you know, the others are, you know, bashing her and telling her, you know, keep that in the hood and, you know, just all type of unnecessary stuff, you know. And I'm sitting here, you know, reading this. I'm just like, well, is it ever going to end? Is it ever going to come a time where we'll have an accomplishment and it won't be overshadowed by, you know, other people bringing it down?
That ain't happening.
You know, we can't do nothing. You know, they figure everything we do is, you know, from the hood, or, you know, we ghetto people and all that. You know, we can't have accomplishments like that. You know, and it might have been a poor choice to do, but I mean, hell, she won. She got a damn Olympic, a gold medal. Why not? Why not? You know, I know y'all be like, damn, this dude just forever complaining about some shit. If I don't complain, man, who will? Who will? I'm sorry, you know. I got to call it like I see it, man. You know, y'all need, some of y'all need to be more focused on the current events and the plight of our people as a race too, man. You know, but I ain't even gonna get on that soapbox today, man. I'm gonna keep it moving and everything. And we need to get our girl back, man. She playing. We might have to demote her ass. If she playing, I might have to go make a visit and see what it is.
Uh-oh.
You know?
What you done did to her?
Say what now?
I said, what you done did to her?
I ain't did nothing to her. You already know. She'd be on the show if I did something to her, but you know.
Uh-oh. We have to put an APB out.
Yeah. Oh, we got a caller. Let's see who this is. We got a caller. Nice to hear the radio. You speaking to your man, Brock G. May I ask who this is on the show? Buenos dias. Hello?
Luis Gary.
Come on, speak up. Say something.
They want to talk to you.
Oh, no. Like I say, the studio is acting weird. I don't know. Let me try something else. I'm going to hit some music up. I'm going to hit you with this exclusive old school 50 Cent back when he was battling Rick Ross. And I'm going to try to see what's going on with the switchboard. So give us a few. Check it out, 50 Cent. Tia.
You won't believe what Tia told me.
You ain't going to believe this shit, nigga.
You fucked the wrist over, homie.
You done, it's a rap, nigga.
Ricky.
I'm back, baby, I'm back, back on my bullshit. I'm back moving around, strapped with a full clip. These rap niggas, they back talking that back talk. I stab a hole in your fat back with the black hawk. Who got your back now, Ricky, huh? Who got your back? I got the black on black Louis sack. Filled with the strap, navy blue CTS. Leaning in the lap, way back. I mean way back. Back in the days, it was okay to fuck with me. Now you say the wrong shit, niggas hit you up for me. Wait, let me tell you what your baby told me. You ain't got a street bone in your whole body. It's not who you think you are. With your gun in your bed, you think you are. Acting like you moving, blowing the street. Nigga, where I'm from, we got the hustle of E. And you the police.
You won't believe what the media told me. You fucked your wrist over me.
Officer Ricky. Shut the fuck up. We don't wanna hear your mafia talk tough. That fake fuck boys get them flying New York. You wanna listen to Joe? You wanna listen to Kelly? Fine. I just fuck everybody up while I'm at it. First, we the best in it. We depressed. After this shit flopped, they're like, damn, we stressed. We a mess. He's not the nigga to test. 90 degrees out here, and we gotta wear a vest. Call me crazy, go ahead, call me crazy. Me and your baby mama dumping intimate, baby. Imagine how she felt when she seen how I live. When I use the intercom to find niggas in my crib. Hey, I'm the biggest boss she's seen thus far. My money coming in the morning, so I'm up with Russ Ball. Early in the morning, turn your radio on. 50 bouts, come on, you missing it, y'all.
You won't believe what the media told me.
Man, you ain't gonna believe this shit.
You fucked your wrist over me.
You're done, Rick. You're done,
Rick.
Oh man, I just feel like I'm showing off now. I mean, I'm rich, man. I have disposable cash. I be hanging out with Russell. We do yoga. To relax. You know, I have a temper problem. You know? I talk to LA Reed. I say, oh man.
LA.
I mean, Rick Ross is finished. I mean, I'm gonna have to help out with something over there because I'm disposing of them. But I mean, it'll be fine. We'll work it out. You know? Just politics.
You won't believe what the media told me.
You won't believe it.
You won't believe it.
That you can speak, whether or not you're on the air. But I know they're trying to fix it right now. I'm about to give them a call to find out what's going on.
Yeah, man, because this is blowing me, man. And if that was Spinderella that called, man, and I missed out chatting with her, man, I'm going to have a very fucked up Thursday, man. You know?
Today's Wednesday.
I know, but tomorrow Thursday. I'm going to be fucked up about it tomorrow.
I got you.
Right.
I'm a little slow. I know I had a little blind moment, my bad.
See, there we go. So, man, D, you over there, man, you cooking a turkey ass out there or what, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, it's burning. It's rather hot, you know. It's been burning up the last couple of days, and apparently the devil went back to hell because it was too hot up here. So
It sounds like it's still hot over there. Shit, he might
sound
be
like he left a trail behind him.
Right,
he left a trail, burned the trail like Ghost Rider.
He's doing something. If you know what, stay his ass right down there with you.
You only come out at night up there, huh? Or is it hot at nighttime too?
It's rather warm at night.
Oh, see.
You might be able to cook you a couple of over easy eggs at night.
Oh no.
You gonna burn them out there, man. If it's
no.
Under the 15, you gonna burn them.
You might be able to punch a couple of eggs.
Yeah.
AC.
So, hey, man, what's your thoughts about that bullshit, man, with the little girl, man, and her hair, man?
We talked about it before, man, and I kind of went in on it on Monday. But, you know, I feel like this, you know, first of all, that's the last thing that people need to be concentrating on. She's an individual in the Olympics representing a melting pot of people, you know, representing our country in London, you know, in these games, and she just received the gold medal, and everybody's concentrating on her hair. And I just blatantly said, you know, to Gabby, you know, don't worry about the haters. You hold up your Wheaties box that's got your picture on it and tell them to kiss your nappy-headed ass.
But damn, yeah. Didn't she just win a gold medal? It don't matter what she oh, my God. You get up there and win a medal with your nice and fresh hair.
I guarantee all those people that's hating on her would definitely be all up in her face. Having a handout with this $3 million endorsement deal she just got, so.
Yeah, she, her and her mom's, man. And you know what? On top of that, man, you know, to further, you know, fuck with her, man, you know, they was talking about her mom. I think it was TMZ that found out about it, man. Her mom's recently, you know, had a foreclosure come in on her, man. And, you know, they steady rambling on and on about that. What? That ain't got shit to do with nothing, man. You know,
none of that matters because it didn't distract that girl from getting to where she was trying to go, and she made it to where she was trying to go.
Right.
So you can't take that from her. You can't take that from her. So, oh, well, it's like, that's crazy. And she young.
Yeah, that was
bugging
me
like, why even talk about it? It's like, gosh. But,
yeah,
they
went in on the negative on that, man. That's the first thing they talked about. Oh, yeah, and her mother's suffering a foreclosure and blah, 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 blah.
Well,
I'm
not
like, that
anymore.
Ain't got nothing to do with. Just going to tarnish the win and everything she achieved, man. And that kind of took me out.
Mm-hmm.
That's straight truth
that
now,
situation,
man.
I agree.
That situation, to me, is no different than when parents move their kids across country and they ain't had nothing but $126 in their pocket. That's because they truly believe. That house and home, she must have believed she believed enough. It wasn't important. We'll get that. We'll be all right. So, I mean,
you know what they're talking about? Michael Phelps, his family, you know, their house is on foreclosure. You know what I'm saying? It's at foreclosure. They ain't say nothing
they
about him.
Yeah.
You know, his family going through the same stuff, man. That's the sacrifices. You know, at least her mother had the trust and faith in her to say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
My daughter wants to do this. I think they moved to where they moved to? Ohio or Idaho or somewhere. You know, she made that move. She got up, pulled her daughter, and moved on over there. And, you know, her daughter excelled, man. And these old tired-ass females out here, man, sitting over here hating on her, you know, worried about her hair, man. She out here in shape. A lot of these big bitches ain't, man. So it's funny. It's funny. But it is what it is. Oh, this is interesting. Stacey Dash. Old girl has, they say, and she allegedly had a drug overdose. They had to rush her to the hospital. 46 years old. Rushed to the hospital. Details are sketchy. But her source says Stacey Dash was rushed to the hospital after taking too much drugs. Why her fine ass over here going out like Charlie Sheen?
And kicked her off that show. She having money problems, probably.
Yeah, she going through some problems because, you know, I never watched the show, but, you know, I heard about the shit and, you know, how her and Lisa Ray and whoever else was having, you know, problems and everything. You know, at 46 and somebody is willing to take you on their show and, you know, put you to work, you might not want to have conflicts with nobody. That's just me. You know, get to do what you got to do. Stay relevant in your lane. And don't make no conflicts for yourself because there's 1,000 Stacey Dashes out there, you know, that want to be where you at.
That girl that got on there now, she got that same look.
Yeah, she looks just like Stacey Dash. This is coming from a guy who never watched the show that.
Yeah, it's different eye color. Stacey, you know, Stacey eyes green and hers are like blue gray. That's just like, you know, the game. You know, they kicked OG off the game, got Lauren London on there now. I'm like, you didn't fit the idea we had. You was difficult. You was whatever. You was, man, that was your check, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a nice little check, man. Oh, speaking of people fucking up. Rihanna done fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
You saw that?
No, what'd you say?
She lost her contract to the skincare lotion, Neva. No, I can't pronounce the shit right.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, mm-hmm. She lost her contract. She went to Twitter, and the gentleman is a new, you know, CEO of... and via products or whatever. If I'm pronouncing it wrong, somebody call in and tell me how you pronounce that shit. I don't wear it, you know. But, yeah, she pretty much lost the contract to the new CEO. And, you know, she went on Twitter, you know, dissing the dude. But, I mean, you kind of messed yourself up, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to look at that, though. Better hope the rest of them don't pull out on her.
Yeah, because new news going on. I'm kind of choked up. I'm trying to do something with this studio real quick. I'm sorry if I'm, you know, fucking up. But anyway, yeah, speculation and rumors out there that her and CB got back together. And
CB?
You know, yeah, Chris Brown, CB, a.k.a. Ike.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Stevie J. That's why I said Stevie.
No, not Stevie. Stevie. Chris Brown.
Stevie. Okay, Stevie, my bad. Breezy. All right.
You know, I didn't know what the hell they was talking about and when they was, you know, was doing that Stevie mess, man, until I actually heard that chick talk and I was like, wow. That's crazy. I had no idea.
And let him by left Stevie.
That's funny. I mean, what is she? Is she like some type of Creole or something?
She says she's from, I think, Trinidad, one of the islands. She's from the islands.
Okay, she might be like Jamaican or something, or Haitian.
Yeah, something she's saying. She said one of them, though. She ain't say Jamaican. I want to say she said she was from Trinidad.
Okay, Maybe. Trinidad. That's where that thick-ass accent comes from. Thank you for talking to me. But you know, that's a little Mexican, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, girl, just be quiet.
I was looking at the YouTube, I guess the last night show or whatever, and she jumped on homie or whatever. Both of them sitting in the psychiatric, talking to the psychiatrist or whatever. And she was all smooth with it too. She was like, "You was what I said?" He was like, "Yeah." And she just went to jump. She just pulled
on his ass. That's his baby mama. The other girl's baby mama. They living together. She's like, "You live with her?" Like, yeah. She saw it. Well, she jumped over there on him. That's just crazy. It's like, as a businessman, at some point, do you not really care about your business? Do you think that's going to make you sell more records, get more?
You know what? Like I said, at the risk of getting on my soapbox, that whole show, man, it's all entertainment, man. Ain't none of that. A lot of that shit seems to me scripted. A lot of it probably could be real. It's like wrestling. Sometimes it looks like it's real. Sometimes it don't, you know? So, I mean, but the thing that kills me is the way it draws in, you know, people into that ignorance. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, yeah, we look at it, but then at the same time, it's like, man, you don't want to look at it, but somehow you just can't turn away. It's like being at a strip club and shit.
All right.
And the midget the midget come out and get on the pole and shit. And in your mind, you know it's wrong looking at it, but you just can't turn away because the shit is going to change the feel. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it's like, man, you know, a lot of that stuff it seems very scripted to me, you know. But it is what it is, man. If it gets people looking, that's what they're going to do. You know, that's what they're going to do. So, I mean, do what you do. You know, but yeah, I was wondering because I used to see the little, you know, pop ups on Facebook and, you know, they'd be like, "Stevie, you love me." And I was like, "Well, look at that." And then when I actually heard her talk, I was like, "Wow."
You knew what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Now I know. Now I know. Well, it doesn't look like Spinderella's going to call in. We're going on into our second hour. And, yeah, you stuck with me in red. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, we're going to talk your ear off about a lot of irrelevant bullshit and a lot of news, gossip, and everything like that. And then we're going to play a couple of little joints. Like I say, if you come on this show looking for, you know, mainstream radio, you know, all the stuff you hear on a regular basis, guess what? You're not going to hear that because we don't play any of that. We try to give artists a way to come in, put their stuff out there. We put shine on old school independent artists, people that don't have labels but should be on labels but can't get on labels because the industry is so fucked up right now. Those are the people we play, people that you haven't heard before, people that you might have heard before but with a different spin on them. That's what we about. And I'm about to go into a new joint by my man Static and Flame, Static Selector. And Flame is the new white boy underground MC of the day. Well, he ain't new. He been around. He kind of like Action Bronson. It's a lot of there are more Caucasian MCs other than Eminem, and there's a lot of them that got skills like Eminem. Some better, I might say. You know, Eminem ain't angry no more, but I ain't going to go into all that shit. I'm going to play this Static Selector and Flame, and my man be saying like this, man, don't talk greasy. You came up on it. Don't talk greasy. Here we go.
What's up, you little yuppie motherfucker? Hey, yo, frat boy. Who the fuck are you?
Shit, thank the Lord that you blew up off me. Don't talk greasy. You blew up off me. Don't talk greasy. You blew up off me. Don't talk greasy.
Come on, son, you little cocksucker.
Thank the Lord that you blew up off me. Don't talk greasy. You grew up off me. Don't talk greasy.
Go call your parents up.
Don't talk greasy.
Through the years I've been grown, I've been known as a Molotov clone. Five-sided with the power of a Holocaust poem. A pencil full of history, a barn all flown on the
path that I've owned. Pull them halfway home. My tone is laced with wisdom. My dome against the system I've shown. I ain't risen. My rhythm couldn't be cloned. I'm hot as stone. Hot as known to be part of the throne. King the father beyond. Money, powder, and porn. I was born in the chaos amongst the super things. Never took a day off. The once a future king. People full of jealousy, envy, pursuit for rings and gold. That's how the angel's wings are sold. And clipped off, spin off nips, pussy lips licked, and clips licked off. Secrets untold, man, you both pushed up, your bitch tipped off. People that just off, the crowd paranoid and pissed off.
I should thank the Lord that you blew up off me. But don't talk crazy, you grew up off me. Don't talk crazy, you grew up off me. Don't talk crazy, you grew up off me. Should thank the Lord that you blew up off me. But don't talk crazy, you grew up off me. Don't talk crazy, you grew up off me. Don't talk crazy.
I plan to get back to the place where I'm from. No matter how much I give, they still hate the outcome. Like I'm walking around the block with some dirty sneakers on. In a beat-up tourist place, hanging with the speakers blown. You would think I'm a nobody. The way they look away, it's like they had an opportunity that I had took away instead. It's the other way around. I am laying ground for them. I'm just trying to do the best I can. Look, I spit fire so no one else could torch me. Still the same cat that I was back on the porch, see. Now things have changed a little bit up in my story. Them crap down the corner, they don't want to see my glory. Plus I feel the devil's fire burning, trying to scorch me. Wifey was my best friend, but she divorced me. I don't want to do this to you now, but you forced me. Spit at the devil and Jesus Christ can't cross me.
You should thank the Lord that you blew up off me. But don't talk crazy, you grew up off me. Don't talk crazy, you grew up off me. Don't talk crazy, you grew up off me. You should thank the Lord that you blew up off me. But don't talk crazy, you grew up off me. Don't talk crazy, you grew up off me. Don't talk crazy, you grew up off me.
My competition killers, so got it cold, how the gorillas, no honest spoke out of my spot. Mine's not for stealers or thieves, I feel it's the least that I can do to protect it. So stand what I stand for, and that shit is hectic. I ran across the planet with this. I was real, they was fake, that's why the amateurs miss. That's why I fail you when you produce and your manager's pissed. That's why you're a failure and your bandanas don't fit. Shit, look at you dissing me in a club that's half full. On a show you open up for a cat you don't know. I've been around the world, a place you won't go. While your story and your songs don't belong, they don't flow. You misguided little boys, you don't believe me true. Fuck my neighborhood and my girl, she can leave me too. I always be this dude, I'm done paying my dues. You talking about the shooter while I'm spraying my tools. Ooh.
Don't talk crazy. Don't talk crazy, you grew up off me. You blew up softy, but don't talk crazy, you grew up off me. Don't talk crazy, you grew up off me. Don't talk crazy, you grew up off me. Should thank the Lord that you blew up softy, but don't talk crazy, you grew up off me. Don't talk crazy, you grew up off me. Don't talk crazy, you grew up off me.
Rotten, y'all just thaw me, thaw me. Spit on my grave, talk about me, laugh behind my back, but in my face, shot some well wishes. Friendly acting, envy, hot as snakes. With your hands out for my money, man, how much can I take when the streets keep calling? Heard it when I was asleep that this gazy and Capella Records wanted beef. Started cocking up my slowly loading up this. Exploded on a camel and his soldiers. I can handle this Fadolo and his manuscript. Just sounds stupid when KRS already made an album called Blueprint. First, Biggie's your man. Then you got the nerve to say that you better than Big. Sucker lips, won't you let the late great veteran live? Will nah, son across the belly. I prove you lost already. King's back. Where my crown at? Here we're rest in peace. Let's do it. Mess with your soul like ether. Teach you the king, you know you not. Godson across the belly. I prove you lost already. Y'all deal with emotions like. What's sad is I love you cause you're my brother. You traded your soul for riches. My child, I've watched you grow up to be famous. And now I smile like a proud dad watching his only son that made it. You seem to be only concerned with this and women. Were you abused as a child, scared to smile? They called you ugly? Well, life is harsh, hug me, don't reject me. I'll make records but disrespect me, blatant or indirectly. In 88, you was getting chased to your building, calling my crib and I ain't even give you my numbers. All I did was give you a style for you to run with, smiling in my face, glad to break bread with the guard, wearing jazz chains, no cash, no cars, no jail bars, jigger, no pies, no case, just Hawaiian shirts, hanging with little Chase. You a fan, a phony, a fake, a f***ing stand. I still with your you 36 in a karate class, you Tybo, trying to work it out, you trying to get brolic, ask me if I'm trying to kick knowledge, nah, I'm trying to kick this, you need to learn though. That ether, that shit that make your soul burn slow. Burn is he Dame slow. Diddy, Dame Daddy, or Dame Dummy? Oh, I get it. You Biggie and he's Puffy. Yeah. Rockefeller died of AIDS, that was the end of his chapter. And that's the guy I chose to name your company after? Put it together. I rock, y'all rock fellas. And now y'all trying to take my spot, fellas? Philly's hot rock fellas. Put you in a dry spot, fellas. In a pine box with nine for my fellas. Foxy got you hot cause you kept your face in a puss. What you think, you getting girls now cause of your looks? Negro, please, you know mustache having with whiskers like a rat compared to beans, you whack. And your man, none that made you take the blame. You ass went from jazz to hanging with Kane to Irv to Big. And Eminem murdered you on your own, you was rotting. You love the attention, Queens, run you, ask Russell Simmons. R.O.C., get the big quick. J.J. Evans, get the big quick. Your whole damn record label, the big quick. Sean Carter to Jay-Z, damn you on jazz. So little shorty's getting the big quick. How much of Biggie rhymes is gonna come out your fat lips? Wanted to be on every last one of my classics. You pop shit, apologize, just act kiss.
Godson, Nas, Ninth Wonder Remix. Man, I don't care what nobody say. Y'all could be in denial if y'all want to. Nas ate Jay-Z's ass up. I don't care what nobody say. He ate his ass up, man. And he ain't even have to take it to a low point, man. My man kicked straight factual shit. You know? A lot of people didn't pick up on that little joint, man, where he was like, Jay-Z stabbed Un. Biggie's old manager. A lot of people don't remember that. When Jay-Z went to court for that. He made him took the blame. Nas ate him up, man. I don't care what nobody say. That's one of them classics where, you know, everybody was like with the Cannabis and LL joint. And everybody's like, no, nah, man, LL smoked him, man. And nah, Cannabis ate LL ass up, man. I'm sorry. He rocked him, you know. But they'll sit there and try to be like, no, man, Jay-Z, Jay-Z 8 Nas, my man went to a low blow, you know, tried to bring the fam in it, man, talk about his baby mamas and everything, man, you know. And, man, that kind of killed it, man. That killed it. But, yeah, that was my man Nas, godson, the Jay-Z diss. And before that, we had my man Static, Selecta, and Slain, Don't Talk Greasy. Static Selecta been knocking out a couple of joints. Now, like I say, a lot of people ain't too familiar with him because he's on the underground circuit. And, you know, it's the stuff that you won't hear. It's backpack rap, as a lot of MCs don't like to be called that, but it is what it is. You know, if y'all actually doing some lyrical shit, that's what you are, man. I mean, y'all good at what you do. It's not meant to be offensive, but you're good at what you do. But that's the term that's given to you, backpack rappers, man. You know, y'all ain't out there talking about the bling. Y'all ain't out there talking about the bitches. Y'all ain't out there talking about none of that other shit, man, y'all. Actually making lyrics. So, it is what it is.
Touching about my shoelaces. Oh.
Right. Oh, my boy gave me a hit, man. If anybody is in the Wisconsin area, the Rave Nightclub is hosting Ghostface Killah. Wu Block. Wu Block just came out with another joint. Ghostface Killah will be out there, I want to say, September 8th, Saturday, 2012. They got Tiger coming in, Young Money, September 12th. And they got Odd Future coming in. Them some weird cats, man. I met them. They are some weird. They weird. Kendrick Lamar will be there September 26th. And, yeah, Ghostface Killah and Sheik Louch coming September 8th at the Rave. Man, go check that out. I may try to go out there. I don't know. Wisconsin is a hot skip and a jump, but I don't like driving. Gas costs too much. Y'all was in Chicago. We can talk. It's going to suck that I am actually going to miss this, but I ain't driving Wisconsin right now. If I'm going to do that, I might as well go to Great America, you know. You guys, that's an Illinois joke. You have to be in Illinois to know what I'm talking about.
Six Flags. That's they call it. Six Flags.
Right. You know, we call it Great America,
right?
Y'all call it Six Flags. That's what it was for, you know. But you know,
it's Great America. Hell, they all Great America.
Right. It's like 1,000 of them out there. So, well, actually, it's like about nine or seven. But anyway, so who's going to check Sparkle? Who's going to see Sparkle?
I'm gonna go to the drive-in to see it so I can cry.
Yeah, I hope it's good. I hope it, you know, oh, hold on, we got a call. We'll talk about that later. Hold on. Najee Head Radio, who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Ben?
What's up? Hey. Man, we didn't think you was going to make it.
Fashionably late, guys.
No, don't worry about it. I want to thank you first and foremost for coming on to the show. We've been having a few technical difficulties here, but we still rolling through there.
I'm good. I come at the right time then. Everything's smooth?
Okay. Let's act like it's smooth, but we're going to plow through anyway, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I'm going to let you handle this one.
So what?
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, she asked the question.
You thought about me. What's up, Cinderella? How are you doing?
I'm like, what the hell's going on? break it up.
Me and you both.
How are you?
So keep it moving. I am great. I just want to say first, it's just definitely an honor, a pleasure to be speaking with you this evening. I feel like I grew up with you. It's
Thank
funny because we were sitting here earlier and I kept going, Cinderella's not a fella. I was like, I just remember that damn song and just stuck with
me. Man, good. It's branded in your head forever.
Boy, yes, it is. So what's going on with you? What's good with you? What's been happening with Cinderella?
A lot of good things. I'm on the road now. Well, I'm about to be on the road with Track All-Star Comedy Tour. So I'm the official DJ for that. Besides that, doing my events and parties, practicing every day, and keeping it going, you know, preserving the culture.
That's what's up. I was under the impression that you was on the old school hip hop tour with Salt and Pepper.
I don't DJ with Salt and Pepper anymore. We parted ways a couple of years ago, but we've been together for years, and you know, things are looking up. We may do something down the line. But at this time, they're doing them, and I'm doing me.
Okay. So, it was under good, you know, y'all didn't fall off on bad terms or anything like
that.
Well,
you go through your ups and downs, regular girl group stuff, but at the end of the day, we're grown women, so we're good. Everything is love.
Yeah, well, that's cool. I'm glad to hear that. So, for the fans that don't know you, because we have a generation of new people that have no idea who you are or what your accomplishments are, if it would be too much to ask, let us know what's going on.
Yeah.
A little
what's
bio
up,
about
y'all? You. Shout out to everybody out there who don't know who I am. I go by the name of DJ Spinderella. You may know me or you may not know me from the group Salt and Pepper. But I'm out here, you know, making it happen for the DJ culture. I'm still DJing, coming to a city near you with the Shaq All-Star Comedy Tour, hopefully. Where are you guys at, New York?
No, we in Chicago. Well,
you
I'm in Chicago.
Well, I was
I'm
just
Atlanta.
Out there. Okay, and we're coming to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's going on. So you really moving on with the Shaq All-Star thing. I heard rumors about that, but I was just like, I thought, that's why I was like, I'm under the impression you were touring with Salt and Pepper. But, yeah, I'd heard rumors about that.
No. Yeah, the tour itself is featuring comedian Capone. Let me see. Gary Owen, you know, the funny white boy who...
Yeah,
was born white, but is really a black man under all that. Who else is on it? Michael Blackson, Tony Roberts. It's a great lineup, and the show is just off the chain. And what I do is just like, remember how Kid Capri used to be in Def Comedy Jam?
Right, yeah.
Kind of like
that. That's cool.
Evening, yeah.
You
out
there doing it?
Yeah, I'm doing it, and y'all are doing it too. And shout out to all my people out there. If y'all want to reach me, you can hit me on Twitter at SpinDZ. That's at SpinDZ. I'm on Twitter all the time.
Hit them one more time with that. You know, if people ain't got pens and paper right away. You know, so you might want to get
at
that.
SpinDZ. That's SpinDeezy.
Guest caller, you want to say anything to Spinderella while we got her on?
I actually like Cinderella, and we're probably around the same age, so I've seen a lot of you, or I heard a lot of you, and maybe I'll have you for my 45th birthday party.
Okay, let me know. My booking information is on my Twitter.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, all right, honey, thank you.
And with that, so, I mean, what else? We got any mixtapes coming out? I would love to hear, like, a mixtape. Well, they don't do tapes anymore, but MP3s now. But, yeah, I would love to get something because I've actually tried to look for, like, stuff that you've done, you know, like on the Kid Capri mixtape circuit and stuff like that, and I have no idea where to search for that. I mean,
no,
are you even doing
I'm
anything
not,
like that?
I don't do mixtapes. I don't
do
mixtapes. Not that I won't, but I don't.
Yeah. Because I had often wondered
you
that,
gotta,
you know,
gotta, you got to catch, you probably could catch, let me see. I would say when I come out, if you want to look me up in DJing, you can check me out on YouTube. Just look up, and I have a Spinderella YouTube page, too, so.
Okay. Other than that, so it's just pretty much on the tour circuit with Shaq. They treating you right on that, you know, on that trip. They ain't messing with you. Out of, you know.
No, they're funny. They're comedians. You know they are. If they say good things about me, I'll screw them up with the music. They don't want that.
Yeah, Michael, he's a funny dude. Tony Robbins, I actually saw his special on, I believe it was Showtime, like a couple of months ago. That's a funny cat right there. So
yeah, funny dude. All of them, crazy.
Right, that would be like a laugh every minute, it seemed like. Just that all that energy.
Yeah, they truly keep me laughing, and that's what I needed. Like, you know, just being in the industry, there's always some extraness going on, but to be on a comedy tour with these guys is never a dull moment.
That's I'm sure it is. You got the chuckles going on all the time with them. Yeah. Let me ask you this, as an OG of hip hop and a legend, what is your stance on the where and the direction is going now with the younger generation? What are your feelings towards that?
Well, yeah, I am a lover of old school because that's the era I came up with. But I can appreciate, you know, some of the music that's out right now, like the artists that are doing it. I love Rick Ross's album. I love Nas's album, you know. So for me, it's really about lyrics and, you know, just how that collaborates with the music, you know, and what if there's DJ elements in it, I'm looking for that. So, yeah, like all I could really say to the younger cats out there, you know, ladies and, you know, the fellas, just to make sure you incorporate the DJ because the DJ keeps it going, you know.
Yeah, this is the truth. This is true.
Shed love on the, always shed love on the art.
Are you still keeping it vinyl? Are you on Serato with everybody else now?
I do everything, honey.
You doing it all. That's the correct answer right there.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm strictly Serato now. You know,
huh?
It's a lot of cats be like, I'm strictly Serato. I'm over here with the little button and everything, you know,
doing it
with
Serato. It's nothing wrong with it. Technology is beautiful. It's great, you know, to upgrade and to, you know, play, to go along with the, you know, technology, the times. And I use it. I use the technology. My thing is I'm just a lover of the foundation.
Right.
The turntablism, you know, that whole where I came from, what I was listening
right.
to when I was coming up, and, you know, just to keep the integrity in it because I love it. Like, and I feel like in order to preserve hip-hop and keep it, we got to preserve the foundation of it. But I ain't going to preach right now. I just called in to say what up to y'all.
You know what? I can appreciate the preaching. I get on my soapbox from every, you know, time to time and try to stress, you know, to people out there, you know, a lot of these cats that come on the show, that we have on the show, you know, they need to appreciate it and listen to the wisdom. You know, we had Doc Ice on here a couple of weeks ago, man, and it's like, man, you know, listen to what these people are telling you, man, because the industry is it's an eat-you-up type of thing. Now, I mean, it always has been, but, you know, listen to what they're talking about. You know, yeah, they old or whatever, you know, they ain't relevant to you, but those are the stepping stones that allowed you to get where you at. Because if it wasn't Spinderella, Doc Ice, Slick Rick, none of them, you wouldn't be here.
Right. The bricks have been laid. The foundation has been set. And in order to continue on, yeah, it should definitely be respect. And that's on both sides. You know, hip-hop has always been branching off into different genres and reaching for it to be global, we should respect that. So even the OGs respect that, you know, but we definitely have to keep it going because we want our grandkids to eat, and you want your grandkids to eat, and one day you're going to be old school. So it's all gravy. We could keep it going if we want.
Well, before I let you slide out, because I know you got a busy thing going on, you got to get your rest, you know, dealing with these crazy
things. No, I'm going to bed, boo. No, I'm off tonight.
What advice would you give to up and starting, you know, DJs that want to come out here and be where you are?
You can be inspired by me, but you're going to have your own story. If you love it, if you're passionate about it, you're going to encounter all kinds of, you know, stuff, but trials and all that, but really your passion is going to keep you going, and that's how you'll reap the benefits of it. You just got to stay with it, you know, and upgrade, you know, keep upgrading, keep branding yourself, you know, don't just fall into the mixture of everybody, stand out, and show love to the foundation, show love to the legends, to the bricklayers, and that's really it.
That's what's up. Well, Spin, I want to thank you for your time. You sound real
sleepy. I sound what?
You sound sleepy, like you ready to knock out.
It is past my bedtime, boo.
Yeah.
So
but we ain't gonna keep you.
Y'all keep the party going for me.
Yeah, we gonna do just that. But we appreciate and we love the fact that you were able to get through. Like I say, I thought we had lost you because somebody called in, but we thought we lost you. But, man, I appreciate you calling. And
thank
as
you,
a fan,
honey.
And I respect the legend that's on the show, and you are more than welcome
mm-hmm.
when you're a little bit not past your bedtime
yes.
to come back to preach.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, y'all. Have a good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
You too.
You too.
You're
welcome.
Well. Thank you.
Thank you.
We always get the best of the best, the cream of the crop on the show. I don't know who hell D got on tomorrow, but that was a legend right there. And I appreciate her getting on here and talking.
My cousin.
Right. I didn't know that they, I guess they still talk. She didn't say they had beef, so I ain't going to start no rumor.
No, I think that was business wise, I think they go to do their own thing, but on a personal level, I think they cool.
I was unaware, man, because I truly thought that they were touring together on the old school hip hop circuit thing, man. But I guess they got, because I haven't been. The last time I went was the Woodstars Festival out here in Chicago. And, they had SWV out there, MC Light, Yo Yo, Salt Pepper, Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh, Kane. Big Daddy Kane was here and everything. And, I thought she was part of the circuit and everything, part of the tour and everything. But, shit be what it be. And, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's the term of the night. It is what it is, We're going to keep on saying that. So, but, yeah, I appreciate her coming through, man. She did it, I forget they in a different time zone. So, they got to be in that bed and, get ready, get the mind right for the next day. Oh, man. I don't know who the hell D got coming on tomorrow. I'm assuming he's going to call in and let us know. I'm going to play some more music, and we're going to go into, let's see, who we got? I have some more stuff on here, man. I didn't really get a chance to add everything I wanted to today because I got a lot of new music in, and I want it all to be heard. I may play some of that The Boss, my man, what I'm talking about,
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross. I may play some of his new joint and let y'all hear that. We're going to kick it back with some old school Nas. No, well, not old school. It's old to some, but it's new to others. We're going to hit this up, Nas's Warrior, and I'm going to throw another joint with Slain and Exhibit, a.k.a. Static Selector's boy. Like I said, Static Selector, man, been pumping out some hits, man. I got some other stuff with him in Terminology. And I'll probably play that next week. And when we get back, I'll talk to you guys about the Smith & Wesson show and a couple more rumors that have just popped up. And we'll go from there. But right now, we're going into this Slain real quick, and then we'll hit with Nas. So here we go.
Yeah. Here we go, Static Select. The Slain in this joint, 4:38 a.m. This is how we go. This is how we take it to their face. Yeah. Hold up, this ain't a hold up, it's the story of a soldier. Infamous is young and notorious, I'm older. More well known now, homie, now I'm grown up. Half the battle of winning is showing up. A lot of faggots like they hate once you blowing up. Cause they're lazy and stupid as fuck, they don't know enough. They ain't never meant the winter chill cold enough. For snowing stuff, I admit it means when you rose above the frozen mugs. Ice grills, flight chills, bad dreams, filled white pills. I killed my skills, spilled all these little white pills on countertops. I am not about to stop it, street pharmacist, I was all about the profit. My rhythms, they dance, with the vision of chance. I leave eyeballs stuck in my spell, they live in a trance. I keep pistols in the navigator, a fist fight in the club. If we have to shoot it out, I can have it later. Shit, I pop collars, rocking stitches with the alligators. Chewing blood clots like now and latest. I wild out on haters, I've been around the world with the rhymes that I made. Fuck the bullshit ass haters, now it's time to get paid. Me and Static Selector, all radic and wow. With the boom bap shit, you ain't had in a while.
Yeah, live from the project tenements, I was intimate with Wild Style. CC benefit in the low town. Never back down, even when the cops crack back then. Crack house my crib, DSS visited, cause the kids living conditions. From the genesis, sick as revelations, no hesitation. Put us in the foster care, auntie spare room, and soon I beat streets with the boom to the bit ass, spit a kid at. Cover my eyes when I didn't want to cheat at. Kid at, lack my drive to survive in the jungle alive. Provide muscle push, pen to the papers land, chase the scrapers land, Saturn rains. Pure passion, bring that thing we call precious. All efforts lean to a state of grace. Hate to make it late, but anticipate now. Flame red, best shit you ain't had in the web. 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 Best shit. Best shit. Best shit. Best shit. Best shit you ain't had in the web. Best shit you ain't had in the web.
I got the juice, the ruler of the world like Zeus. Hounds of hell on a leash, I'm about to let loose. New school Audi A6 with GPS. Old school BMW with BBS. The neurotoxin, poisonous is BBD. Turn on CBS or the BBC. I'm a beast, playing seeds up to 3 BMs. I'm a BB King, typing on BBM. Make more moves than MJ or MMA. I'm like the IRA or NWA. I make P's, that's me, my initials official. See the 9MM on the side of my pistol. I live in CT, I chill in LA. I need that USD, I stay well paid. I'm BGZ, I'm GBC. I've been a G since the date was BC. I don't fuck with LOL or BRB. I'm more LONS plus PRT. I'm AOTP, put you on the IV. Head honky in charge of HHIC.
NWA in the DOC. I can't sing or play guitar like the B.O.B. But I can put you underground with this 223. I'm a ammo dump, you a vagina for sale. You a long running joke like SNL. Go to sleep with a dream waking up to hell. Spellbound, hypnotized when that fiction fail. Anything on the street, you can get it in jail. THC, PCP, hair on the rails. Nigga ain't shit free, my shit COD. Cripple a victim, hit your system like HIV. Try to position intervention, but you MIA. Fucking G-A-Y, it's in your DNA. I'm a POW, stumbling out of the jungle. Leeches, malaria on me, but still ready to rumble. Notify the FBI, call the CIA. Hit the ATF, tell them to bring more tanks. Definition of the mission, competition is none. What's a punk-ass pistol to a Gatling gun? Come on.
Yeah, and it don't quit.
Submariner and never reach this flow's death. I Cobra Kai, those who try, get your shin bone swept. I'm a magician like Egyptians think of Imhotep. I slice backyard bullies, let Kimbo step. It's not a smart idea, testing if this rhyme's real. You better off break dancing through a minefield. That's the way that I'm built. I'm a pompous jerk, motherfuckers get killed like a Scottish skirt. Send the SOS, half is XXX. From the LBC to the South BX, y'all a DOA, let the coroner cover you. You're WCF, F is FCW, I'm FTP, it's in my DNA. Got a DUI from the ENJ. They say that I OD, they say I'm a OG. I just tied the score and throw it in OT. I love OPP, I got OCD. Word life, I got OC's OCD. I miss ODB, fuck the FCC. I miss Fab Five Freddy on MTV. Fuck
If I can teach something, so be it. I hope somebody learns something from it. And give it back. They can't break me or shake me. They too fake to come kill me. Think they face me from Satan. They mistake me, I'm filthy. Rich off the ghetto medley. But now they wanna dead me. It's gonna be a murder. Confront me, them boots are empty. Middle passage, I made it. I'm from the land of David. The Nazarene of Bethlehem. They had me acting blankets. That bunch of backwards gangsters. That's signing out for David. Bitches who smiling faces. Got you blowing trial. I hate this. Hoping my doctor see through this. Trying to be a good daddy. I was there when she was born. And she'll be there when I'm buried. Kinda weird and it's scary. All my years don't prepare me. What I say is my temper. I can play to the center. Right through a man's soul. Straight through his eyes. Straight to his heart. I'm still alive. How did I make it this far? Cause I've been high. I've been low. Searching for a way to go. Every single night I pray. And Lord, I'm on this battleground. Lost just waiting to be found. I guess it's just a warrior's way.
Game up, way to tank hang, and I stay untangling them. And the boys is about that, about don't talk me to death. Put money with your mouth back. Put money, that's how you get your house back. Bring wife to my show, I hit your spouse.
too live with it, get it, or that white tee tip with the city. Get your paper, extra, extra. AJ ready, is the check cut, it's Detroit City. And these boys with me ain't the game. You want that bang, just hit me. AG, they need that hit. It's JD and bling that. Take this shotgun, shotgun. That shotgun, shotgun. Take this shotgun, shotgun. To the beat like blocker, blocker. That shotgun, shotgun. Shotgun, shotgun. It's that shotgun, shotgun. Bang, got the horse gate knocking. Blaze at the hot street, Austin. Better caution, often. Walk in the club, no torches. Game on the board, no talking. Came from the bread like face behind Dawkins. Yeah, coughing, choking on chocolate, prescription. Young black dog in description. Look for that raw dog, listen. Handle that business or rot in the system. Track hot sizzling, cold hot district. Out for your mail like Gibson. Benjamin, that's what I came for. Metaphor, keep tracks dirty like slumlords. YG, JD, it's that shotgun, head drum, keep it knocking. AG, they need that hit. Then bling that. Take this shotgun, shotgun. That shotgun, shotgun. Take this shotgun, shotgun. To the beat like blocker, blocker. That shotgun, shotgun. Shotgun, shotgun.
On your mark, get set, go. Spit any bar to death to my heart's content. So wild, you playing Russian roulette and gunning with one in the chamber. This ain't what you expect. We're coming up under the radar. The blood and the sweat shed for the love and respect. But my landlord hungry for papers. Y'all need to start cutting some checks. Bang it till you bust the cassette. If the hand was dealt dirty, then you suffer the debt. Riding a shotgun in the passenger side. Rubbernecking while he busting pecs on the capital of child homicide. One clutch in his chest, another under arrest. So they dressed in his friends, getting ultra stress. Make you want to ride the ambassador to the Canada side to escape from the stirred rock in the sun. For the shotgun, shotgun.
Shotgun, shotgun. That shotgun, shotgun. Block up, block up. That shotgun, shotgun. Shotgun, shotgun.
Shotgun, shotgun. Pillar. Metaphor. Invisible.
Shotgun, shotgun.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
Victory is mine, yeah, surprisingly. I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Now I'ma start collecting props, connecting plots, networking like a conference. Cause the nonsense is yet to stop. Shake, shake me down, haters wanna take me down, break me down, clap. All they heard was the sound. Yo, I scoped it out. I took your weak dream and choked it out. Your bitch don't really got no ass, she just poked it out on the D-Lo. I'm saying you versus me, yo. We can do this shit right here in front of your people. See, time is money, kid. And BS walk. And to me, it's funny, kid, when you meet heads talk. I see feds talk. They wanna dig up the dirt, son. Is it me they hawk? Cause I be putting it work.
Gonna be a tit off. That's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Your cornballs get stonewalled. Blackballed, I own y'all. The veteran, running my plan. I'm the better man. Crazy raw, doing my job like the mob. Blazing y'all and disappearing in the fog or a mist. And chicks can't resist what I kick. They be begging for attention on some more of the deals, Nick. Word up, baby. Someone may have to get hurt up, baby. Shit is mad shady, but I got to get the grip. Platinum respect like the force of a tech. Keep you hitting the deck, feeling heat in your chest. Banging your thoughts with the hot onslaught. A kid got shot on the spot for going where he should not. Viciously, I make history instantly. Those other lame ass loser ass niggas, they can't fuck with me. I'm doing my thing now, the lamp later on. Paid the shit with some fly gators on. But now I'm grimy as they get, mud on my pants and shirt. I bet you niggas out here know I be putting in work.
I'm gonna be on tin-off. That's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Border qualified, bro. In this business, a rep. Border qualified, bro. In this business, a rep.
Cause some other cats are running with my own wolf pack. Keep fronting like you's a dog and get your dome pushed back. Cause you don't get down. That tough shit you talk is profound. You's a clown. Fuck around, come uptown and get found. I keep keep a pocket full. None of you niggas can touch my funds. I don't fight no war. All I do is bust my gun. Why you home relax? I'm freezing back. Busting off caps. Those coward cats with golden platinum plaques get taxed. And I cruise just to sling pies to make clean rides. It's all about these green guys. Front your whole team dies. How I'm living so far, so you can't score L. Head of the cartel, selling more cakes than Carvel. And I'm labeled a kind of police. Got my line bugged. Hope I see the grave more age and not a nine slug. I'm quick to bust a mean nut and some teen slut. Big L is clean cut with more juice than King Tut.
Let me f*** with it, real live shit.
Jay Dilla, remix, Space Deck, featuring Frank and Day, bounce with it, nigga, bounce, yeah, turn it up, y'all, turn it up, love,
cause I need you,
yeah.
Why the leaks? I do not know how it scares me. Why is that me? I want to stay away. It makes no sense to me.
Turn it up.
Look at it this way. Cause this is a strange way.
I'm a ghetto, so I'ma hit the gas. Yo, I blaze the pride with 5-0 on my ass.
Blazing high, they know we got more for their ass. Foot on the gas, laying low, it's 100-yard dash. You know how many bras I done flown past to sit Remy with you and consume good grass. Lay in the bed, caress your fat. And if a fool out of line, he fill a gun fast. It's serious with you, it's serious with me. I need you in my life, so seriously. We rock ice to make them sick in the hood. And if it red beans, if they up to no good. We live this well, we escape from the hood. As long as this one point is understood, girl.
Cause I need you.
Yeah.
Why the leaves? I do not know how it scares me.
Turn it up.
Try as I may.
Yeah.
Look at it this way. Check it out that way. This is amazing. Cause I'm getting.
Yeah. You.
Cause I
want you, I need you. I want you, I need you.
I need you.
I want you, I need you.
Yeah.
I want to believe you.
Feel it.
I want to believe you.
Cause
I want to believe you.
Remix.
I want to believe you.
Yeah, yeah, now that's what I call real hip-hop. Are you a lover of hip-hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip-hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is nodyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip-hop, real hip-hop, untainted hip-hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip-hop news, videos, hip-hop music, and see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip-hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip-hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Yo, and I am back. I know you like, damn, what the hell is going on? We ain't never heard this much damn music. Well, as it turns out, the station is, like, really bugging out, man. It's like we're getting all type of weird shit going on. My partner has dropped out. It's bugging out tonight. I don't know. I can't call it. So I just said, you know what, to hell with it. We're going to make this tonight where we play some music. And I've been sitting over here as the shit's been going. I've been uploading stuff that I've been wanting to upload and let y'all hear. And like I say, Blog Talk Radio, man, is tripping tonight, man. I don't know what the hell is going on. But, man, we're going to keep it moving. Next week, I don't know who we got coming on the show. We just wing it like that, you know, and I mean, like I say, man, we gonna keep bringing them out. I'm gonna keep playing, you know, a little music here, and we gonna go from there. Let's see, what else is going on? Let me see. I'm going through the little folder here. A lot of that stuff you heard was like Dilla, old joints from Dilla, Flame. We had Busta Rhymes tonight, Gangstar. That last joint I was played was a Dilla remix with Frank and Dank and my man Spacek on there. He was doing a little background singing. That Gangstar joint was a remix with, I can't remember his damn name. Fuck. Anyway, it was a Gangstar remix with a fallen rapper, deceased rapper. We had Dilla and Metaphor and Unknown Female MC on a Shotgun, and you know, we had Slain Hold Up. We had my man Apathy with Exhibit doing their little thing with the little ABC metaphors and stuff like that, man. I mean, that was a pretty good lineup right there, man. I'm gonna try to get Woo Block on here next week, man. Woo Block, that, if you haven't picked that up yet, go pick that up, man. Just because it's Woo and, you know, Ghostface and my man Sheik on there together, man. And don't forget, they'll be out in Wisconsin if you're around in parts. Go check out that show. And, you know, it's a couple other little spots out there. I hate that I'm, you know, I ain't going to be able to attend, but you know what? It is what it is, such as life. Life goes on. We go on, and probably it'll be a nicer show out here. We have my girl Spinderella on here. Spinderella, the second incarnation of Spinderella. I, you know what? Maybe I should use that second thing. She might take offense to that, but, I mean, man, it was two Spinderellas, if you don't know. She's number two, and there was another Spinderella. She was number one, but at this point, it really don't make a difference because both of them were great, are great. I should say past tense, are great. She's rolling around with Shaq and his all-stars, so check out, you know, send us some love, and, you know, check out the show, Michael Blackman and all them other cats on there. Man, I'm going to go back into some more music, and it looks like my man D has popped on. Let's see what he's talking about. If I can get the studio to act right, D, what the fuck is going on, man? We got to go up there with some guns and shit, man, and regulate, man. What's up, man?
No, what's going on?
I don't know, man. There's a fucking boast in the shell type shit going on over here, man. 10 minutes left in the show, man, and I was banging out hits, man. I don't understand.
Well, I mean, and nothing wrong with, definitely ain't nothing wrong with giving them the hits. I apologize. I really don't know what's going on tonight. I'm gonna have to find out. But normally this doesn't happen. But I guess that's with any, you know, any website or any any website when they're doing some type of, you know, repairs or updates or anything like that, you know, you tend to have problems and glitches and different things like that. So not really sure what updates or things that they're doing. Hopefully it's going to make the network better. But but I know a lot of times, you know, like you stated earlier, I know a lot of times when, you know, sites and companies are doing updates, you know, you tend to have, you know, little glitches and different things like that every now and then. So, but, you know, just know that, you know, this doesn't happen all the time. Usually our shows are running smoothly and everything is great. And we're, you know, we just kicking it and having fun. But like I said, you know, once in a while, I say, you know, once or twice a year, you know, companies, you know, tend to update, you know, their websites and different things like that. So, you know, it happens every now and then.
Hoopla! Yeah. Every now and then, huh?
Well, you know, it happens.
Yeah. No, but on real, though, the station, apparently they're doing a system update and they tweaking some stuff, trying to fine-tune, man, and I would say, man, you know the quality of show that, you know, Blog Talk Radio, D-Hour Show brings to you. So, like I say, I apologize, man, you know, to the callers, which is strange because mine hasn't dropped out either. But, you know, like I say, my co-host, she fell out. We had a guest caller on. She fell out. There was another caller trying to call in. She fell out. God forbid that happened to Spinderella, man, when she was on. But, you know. Like I say, man, we ain't gonna go into, you know, into it anymore. Like I say, we got like 7 minutes left in the show. D, who you got on tomorrow, man? Who's gracing the show tomorrow?
Well, hopefully tomorrow we'll be getting it in with R&B legend and songstress Stephanie Mills.
Oh shit! Michael Jackson's ex-girlfriend. That's what's up. Bitch, I didn't know that, did you? Stephanie Mills, something in the way you make me feel.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, buddy. But, yeah, Stephanie Mills, I might have to call in on that because I used to have a little crush on her back in the 80s, man, you know. Like, man, damn, Stephanie Mills got it going on. Then come to find out she used to date Michael for a hobby. Well, one of the Jackson brothers, you know how that go, you know. Well, probably was Randy, old greasy face ass. You never know. Hell, Jermaine, one of them motherfuckers. I think it's Jermaine. That's the greasy one. But anyway,
why they gotta be greasy, bro?
Hey, man, you know all that slick shit they try to do, man, with the kids, man. You might as well call them greasy. They straight grimy, man.
Well, I don't know. I mean, everybody heard, you know, I talked about it before. Everybody heard news about, you know, Janet slapping Michael's daughter and them two calling each other out their name. And then apparently Janet's lawyer got with TMZ because they were the ones that broke the news first. And next thing you know, TMZ is saying that the story is false. So I don't know.
All I'm going to say on that, man, is, bottom line, they need to go on and come to reality, man, where the both members of the Jackson 5, or the Jackson family, come to terms when Catherine, heaven forbid, closes her eyes, the estate goes to the kids. Blanket, shell toe, comforter, pillowcase, they all going to get that money. And that's basically what it comes out to. They all going to get that cheddar and let it go. You know, we know Jermaine and Randy both slept with the same broad, and the same broad is hooking them up, allegedly, $500,000 in child support. You know, that's kind of bogus. So they always see that coming. Your brother married her, and then you going to lay up with her, and then you going to knock her up? Y'all some nasty dudes, man. Y'all sharing it, and she keeping it all in the family, man. But anyway, yeah, we know what that's all about, man, but they need to come to terms with that and accept it for what it is, man. Michael left that money for his kids, or what he proclaims to be his kids, and it is what it is, man. Y'all, you know, just let it go. Stop with the tactics and the tricks and everything, and live your life.
Well, you know, man, you know, money is the root. Money is the root of all evil and jealousy. So,
this is true. But them cats need to understand, man. I mean, if Michael wanted them to have some of that, he would have left you some of that. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
That's real. No, that's real.
It is what it is. So, man, I don't even know what else to play, man. I got some stuff lined up, man. But shit, we only got like, 4 minutes left in the show, man? Let me see what I got. Did you hear some of that hotness I played, man?
Yeah, that was some flame. I was enjoying the Nas, you know, the Busta Rhymes. I was liking it. It was nice. I think you threw a Jada kiss in there too, didn't you?
That was just him. That was that Static Selector, man. Don't Talk Breezy,
okay.
Man. That was
okay.
Him on the hook. They sampled the hook. But yeah, man. Like I say, man, I got some joints for you, man. You know,
hey, What you think about that fresh hip hop artist Snoop Lion?
Yeah, man, Snoop need to quit, man. I mean, I understand he had an epiphany or a revelation while he was out in Jamaica, and we do that to you sometimes, man. Sometimes it make you think a little bit, man. But my man,
already know what happened. They were sitting around smoking on that red weed. And they was just, Snoop, man, a dog is not a good name for a rapper, man.
Right. I don't know what to say about that cat, man. Snoop been in the game for a long time, man. I mean, I ain't going to take nothing from him, man, because he came a long way. My man had been in like a whole bunch of parts of history in hip-hop, man, from, you
That's
know,
real.
Dr. Dre to Death Row, you know what I'm saying, to On His Own. You know, it's a lot of MCs out there. And, you know, like I say, I hate to get on my soapbox, but I'm going to get on there, man. You know, some of y'all catch me a lack of respect for the old school, and y'all be like, oh, man, them niggas old and blah, 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 whatever, and they hate and everything. Let me tell you something, man. I'm going to say it one last time tonight, man. A lot of these cats that I introduced to you, man, they were put there because they helped you. The cats that walked the line, they walked the line and got their shine on, and if it wasn't for them, there would be no you. You know,
I'm going to say this. Snoop and a lot of those cats that these little young dudes, these little young artists want to diss and want to disrespect, I'm going to say it like this. First of all, they got longevity in the business. So let's see how long you stay in the business.
Yes, it's true. It's going to be interesting to see the old school hip-hop for this generation, you know, cats our age, young enough to go see Jeezy, if, and I wish it no bad on him, if, you know, he maintains, you know. Where Drake going to be at in a couple of years, man? You know? Where Chris Brown going to be at in a couple of years, man? You know? Like I say, Rihanna, and a lot of these young artists, man, are on self-destruct mode, man. You know, like I say, Rihanna just allegedly lost an endorsement to a skin cream manufacturer. I can't pronounce the name. I'm sorry. I don't use shit. I don't know. Naiva, whatever the hell it is. I don't know. But anyway. Neva, whatever. She just lost the contract to that, man. And so I'm like, man, you know, y'all need to step up your game, man, and check it out. But look, we're going to slide on up out of here, man. I'm going to hit this exit song on this joint, and, man, y'all catch D tomorrow. You catch me next Wednesday. I may be on, like I say, that's Stephanie Mills, man. So I may be on tomorrow, make up here. And we gonna ride out like this, man. So peace.
Holla.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.